Sunday, the 16th of December, Rabbi Hudibo Lieberman, The Dangers of Translating the Torah.
Good morning. Sorry, I didn't have as much chance to prepare as I would have liked to. I hope it'll still be clear. The subject is, I could have changed the subject, but I didn't know. I was under the impression that one of these leaflets would go out with pictures and all, and I'm fortunate that it didn't. I don't have my picture plastered all over the old screen. Had it been plastered around, I hadn't given a topic, so the subject would have been in Yonah Diyona. And I was warned last night that that's what would be on the settle. I thought it was there. So I have to prepare something on in Yonah Diyona, which got my head spinning, because what's the next thing in the calendar? I mean, a Jewish calendar. Yeah, Asarah B'Tevis. Asarah B'Tevis. So we have to think about something to do with Asarah B'Tevis. Now, Asarah B'Tevis is interesting. It's a bit of an obscure tainus. The main reason is because Samach Melech Bavel, the king of Bavel, began the siege. Also, not so clear why that is the most important inyan to remember about the Churban. There were many other problems that we had from the king of Ashur, but that itself would be something, but there's other areas of Asarah B'Tevis that are not clear. There's another reason that we're told, well, we don't know what the reason is, and the Taz asks that we do know what the reason is, we do know what else happened. Ezra HaSefer was Nifter on Asarah B'Tevis. That's an Indian that has to be dealt with, but one of the things that you did find in Shulchan Aruch and Tovkuf Pei, and it's mentioned in the Slichus of Asarah B'Tevis, is that this was the time that the king of Yavon, Talmai, who at least the Gemara refers to as the Shaykh to the Malchus of Yavon, Talmai HaMelech got the Chachamim of Klal Yisrael to translate the Torah into Greek. And when the Torah was translated into Greek, Yod HaChoshech La'olam Shalosh Yomim, there were 3 days of darkness. And those 3 days of darkness end with Asarah B'Tevis. And what bothered me about that was just very simple. They translated the Torah into Greek. Now, all they've done is left the Torah the way it was, but made it more accessible, more available, and easier to understand. Why is that a bad thing? Where's the Choshech in translating Torah? Originally, you had Kol HaTorah Kula in Lashon HaKodesh. If they burnt the Torah and replaced it with a Greek version, that could be a problem. But they've left the Torah the way it is. They've also provided a Greek translation. What could be wrong with that? And to appreciate that, I'd like to go into a topic that's very negeah to Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's a subtlety, but I think that an appreciation of this angle of Talmud Torah will give us more of an understanding and a greater depth in what could go wrong when you translate Torah. The Indian is very geshmaki Indian, famous Indian, well-known Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says, "La'olam yishalish adam shneisav." When it comes to learning Torah, you look at the pasuk. It says, "V'shinantam." Now, "shinantam" comes from the root, at least one of the drashas, from the root of "v'shinisem." You should repeat. Now, had it said "v'shinisem," that's what it would mean. It would mean that you should learn your Torah in two parts, split into two parts, "v'shinisem." Instead of saying Vishinantam though, what does it say? Vishinitam. It says Vishinantam. Vishinantam is mashal, something more than the Shtayim, implying there's a third aspect of Torah. Something Gemara that teaches us that your Torah has to be made up of three different parts. What are three parts? Well, obviously, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. So we're told, La'ulam, Yishalish, Adam, Shneisav, Shlish, Mikra, one third of a person's life you should be learning Chumash Nach. Another third of a person's life you should be learning Mishnayos, and the last third you should spend learning Gemara. That'd be Gemara, an obvious kashya. If you know how long you're going to live, the Givaldi. I know he's living to 120 years old. So the first 40 years you learn Tanakh, second 40 years you learn Mishnayos, and the last 40 years you leave for Gemara, the Givaldi. But unfortunately, we don't know how long we're going to live. So maybe a little bit less than 120. And therefore you get split into shorter thirds, so you're going to have to start with Shnayos early, you ruin the whole program. You don't know how long it is, how can you predict? And for the Gemara, simple teretz, one word, le'yomi. It's not based on years, it's based on days. Le'yomi. And here there's a machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos. What does le'yomi mean? Rashi says you split up a week, 1 week at a time. instead of splitting up your whole life, you split up a week. So there's 2 days Chumash, 2 days Mishnah, 2 days Gemara, and you have 7 days in a week. So you have to chazan on Shabbos. You start with, how do you don't learn Shabbos? Well, you chazan Shabbos. You're splitting up in days. But Rashi splits it up according to weeks, and Tosafot says it's very gishmak, but on a much smaller level, you're back to the original problem. Because what happens if something dies on Tosafot? If he dies on a Motzei Shabbos, or even Erev Shabbos, he hasn't done Chazorah, but he's got equal amounts of Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. But if he dies on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Thursday, you've got a problem. Things will be out of sync. So Tosafot says, that can't be pshat. Must be leyoyme, that you take each day and you split it into three parts. A third Mikra, a third Mishnah, and a third Gemara. Do you know any yeshivas like that? No, third Mikra, third Mishnah, third of the day each? No. No. So Tosafot asks the kasha. Tosafot is bothered by that. According to Tosafot, it's chapter in the Gemara L'chaira, you've always got to split your day, a third Chumash and Nach. It's a little bit less than a third Chumash and Nach in yeshivas. If you die midday, just because Adkadei Kach, they weren't going to split every half hour, or, you know, 20 seconds Mikra, 20 seconds Mishra, 20 seconds Gemara. The vault is a yom is a yom of Isa Katerim. And every, you see that Torah is split into daily units. Bogisa by yom on the Lilo. There's a yom and a Lilo in learning, so it's understood that for Shtetach, if you stop in the middle of a unit, it's going to be half finished. But at least every unit should have a shlema of Torah. Good. So if it's the Yomei, Tosafot is bothered, how do we deal with it? Halach l'maaseh, we don't do that. And Tosafot says, to terutzim, one heretz the grace of Chiddush. It's mashman Tosafot that you don't actually have to split the day equally. Tosafot says that that's why, in Karbonos, there's a piece some people say before davening, in Karbonos, they say, or we say, I don't know how truthful that should be, that first is Psukim, the Psukim of Karbonos, then you have the Mishnayot, Eidim Kinesh of Nochim, and Rabbi Shmuel Omer Tosafot says it's a price, it's an Indian of Gemara, how to dash in Psukim, and therefore you've got all three. That's very nice for your pre-Shachris learning. But what about the rest of the day? Mashman Tosafot, a Chiddush, you don't actually have to split it equally. The main thing is that a person is exposed every day and learns a little bit of Mikra, a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit of Gemara. Tosafot brings Rabbi Natan, these are all brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Tosafot brings Rabbi Natan, who says that Talmud Bavli, the Lashon Bavli, is also a Lashon of Borul, it's mixed up, and the Talmud Bavli is Borul from Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. It's a mixture, and wherever you touch a piece of Gemara, you're automatically dealing with a Pasuk, understanding a Mishnah, and working through Gemara. So you have all three. So don't worry about it, as long as you do that. Yomi, or you have a Kvias, you learn Gemara, according to Tosafot, the Ramah brings it, you're okay. Good. So that's the well-known halacha. There's an interesting mahalach in the Rambam, and there's a fascinating addition from Rabbi Yisrael Talanta. And that chiddush of Yisrael Talanta is a neidah digger chiddush, and I think it has implications halacha l'maisa, if not in maisa mamish, in action, but there's a relevance to the way we understand the ethic of Torah and the limud of Torah. We'll get to Rabbi Yisrael, but let's first work out the Rambam. This Rambam will be Pesach, will open for us the concept of Rabbi Yisrael Talanta. Rambam brings it down very simply. The Chayev L'Shalish Zman L'Midosi. The person is obligated to split the time of his learning into three equal parts. Shlish, the Torah Shebichtav, one third in Torah Shebichtav, or Shlish, the Torah Shebichtav, and one third in Torah Shebichtav. What's Torah Shebichtav? To work that out. Or shlish, a third part, Yovin the Yaskil Achriz Dovah Mirishisai, work out the end of something from its source, and it's trace concepts back to their source. The Yotzi Dovah Midovah, work out how one din can be learned from another. The Adama Dovah Ladovah, you find comparisons, concepts that fit together. The Yovin, the Midri Shatiri Nidroshis, then study the Inyanim Rabbi Shmuel Omer, all the ways that you can work out Psukim. Ad sheyeda hechu ikah midas hechiyotzi osav amuta, so he can really work out how does one establish a din, not just knowing that the Mishnah says this, the Gemara says that, working out and understanding where does it come from, what's the concept behind the halacha, and therefore what can I compare it to, and what is it different from. The inyan zeh hu hanikra Gemara. So let's recap the Rambam. One third of the day. Chumash, Nach. The second, third, what do you do? What does he say? Mishnayos? He doesn't say Mishnayos. What does he say? Teirish of Alpeh. Teirish. Yeah, is that Mishnayos or Gemara? Both. So what do you do the last third? It's not the Gemara, it's not the Rambam. The last third, you do something else. You think about it, you work it out, you delve into it, you get into the depth of the sugya, and that is called Gemara. Before we continue working through that Rambam, let's see the Rambam elaborates. Ketzat. Ha'yor bal umnes. It's talking about, the Rambam doesn't want to talk about the person in Kogel. Person in Kogel learns 16 hours a day. 16 is not divisible by 3. So he talks about Balabos. Ketzat. Ha'yor bal umnes. He's a working man. He's only got 12 hours during the day. 12 hours spare. And after sleeping, davening, eating, and everything else, it's 12 hours set aside for what he wants to achieve during the day. So it's not that I'm naturally. 3 are going to go for working, and 9 for learning. So now you've got a nice round number. 3. 3 times 3. You split them into Sholish Mehem, 3 hours for Tirish Mechsav. Shalosh b'teir shabal peh u'b'sholosh achroinos. And again here the Rambam tells you what he's going to say. What do you do in the last 3? U'b'sholosh achroinos mispoinim b'daita. He contemplates with the depths of his mind l'hovin davar midavar, to really work things out and understand. That's shittas. Two chidushim. The first chidush is that in section 2, which we call Mishnah in the Gemara, the Gemara refers to Mishnah. There the Rambam puts together both Mishnah and Gemara. He packs it all into one big package called Tirish Malteh. The third section, which we thought you had to spend learning Gemara, Rambam says, don't learn Gemara. Think. Yisbeinim v'daitai. And what's Pshat in that number? Why has it changed the Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara said there's 3 parts, and he's put the third part together with the second, and said, and the third time, you know what you should be doing? You should be thinking. What's even strange about the Rambam is, he continues. Listen to this. When do you have to split your day into thirds? When you begin your learning. The person begins learning. So now he's got to tackle Chumash and Nach. He's got to tackle Mishnayos and Gemara. And he's also got to spend time thinking. Once a person's become great in Chochmah, he doesn't require time to keep studying Tirish B'Chsav because he's learned it already. Below Lassik, Tomid B'Tirish Bal Peh, doesn't need time for Tirish Bal Peh either. Why not? Finished Mishnah, it's finished Shas. Then Yikra B'Itzim B'Zamon and Tirish B'Chsav V'Divrei Shemosh K'dei Shalish Kach Tavon M'Divrei Dini HaTorah. He has to set aside times, maybe once a week, once a month, where he does revision. He has his all his Mikra Mishnah. What should he do the rest of the time? The Yisaneh Kol Yomov L'Gemara Bil Vat. He should spend the rest of his time learning Gemara. What does Gemara mean according to the Rambam? Thinking. He should be thinking and being misbein, and he should be ma'ayan in Torah. If he reichem sheesh belibay v'yishav daito, based on how much understanding he has, how much natural kishron he has, how much time, how much concentration he has, he should spend whatever he can on studying Gemara. That means, all of a sudden, the din of yashlish, a din split your day into thirds, goes out the window. What happens? Monoshach. If there's a din that a person's meant to spend a third of his time on each chelik of Torah, third the mikra, third the mishnah, third the gemara, then why all of a sudden when he's learned Torah, no, now spend your whole day learning gemara. There's a din to be mishalish, shlish, zmanay, shlish mikra, shlish mishnah, shlish gemara. What we see in the Rambam is a nidudi yichidish. It's an evolving understanding of the concept of splitting one's day. Originally, when I saw this Gemara, I thought the reason to split is because there's a different Kedushas HaTorah maybe in Mikra, in Mishnah, and Gemara. Mikra is a special Maila, Teresh Chassad. Mishnah is a special Maila, so it's Mishnah's Asiyas Neshama. Each Chilik of Torah has its own Kedusha. And therefore a person has to have an exposure to all three, maybe an equal exposure during the day. That's how I understood the Sugya. One sees in the Rambam, that's not what's being discussed. We're being told the Seder Halimut, the best way for a person, for a Yid, to develop a connection and understanding in Torah. And therefore the first thing that Rambam does is he splits 2 types of Torah. The first type is, the first two, one section is Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat, And there's a completely different type of Limud HaTorah called Gemara, according to the Rambam. What does this mean? Rav Hutnin, one of his Mamarim of Shuas, goes through this, and he points out something very interesting. It means that within Limud HaTorah, there's two types of learning. Both are a mitzvah. Either way, you're doing a mitzvah. But there's a special quality in the second type of learning. The first type of learning we'll call Chochmah. The second type of learning we'll call Bina. There's other, when you get into nuances of what each word means, maybe it's not perfectly accurate, but for our purposes it's fine. Chochmah, Rashi says, is that which a person learns from his rabbis. Chochmah is mashalim ibn rabbis. Bina is when a person develops his own understanding. When a person's studying Chochmah, what's he doing? He's not understanding it fully himself. He's hearing what his rabbi tells him, what the rabbi can be, what his rabbeinu can be, the rabbeinu shel, and what the Torah tells him. One chelik of Esek HaTorah is just knowing what the Torah says. That chelik is chachma, absorbing the information and knowing it well. But there's a second chelik in Torah, where I'm not learning anything new, but I'm taking that which I've learned already and trying to make sense of it, trying to understand it to the best of my ability. That the Rambam, those two types of learning are completely different, and there's a tremendous quality in the second type of learning, in the Bina of learning, an advantage over the Chochmah of learning. If a person could, he would spend all his time just learning Bina, just understanding Torah. Never mind knowing more things new, but chaver it over, learn it better, understand it. That is the Ikar Eitzek of Torah. That is the gadlus of Torah. That is the real quality of shleimus in Torah. But if you do that, then you might end up just kvetching over one daf, two daf, three daf, five daf, and that's all you'd ever know. And a person has a chiyuv to know kol haTorah kula. So now you're stuck. What should you do? Should I start just thinking about Torah? I'll start instead of learning Gemara. And I should start learning Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi. I'll make it clear. And I'll just learn Reb Chaim. I'll just think about Torah. I'm not interested in reading Torah and taking up information. I want to learn real learning. So the Rambam, no, you've got an obligation to know Kama Torah Kula. So I'll leave Reb Chaim aside and I'll just learn Chumash. No, you can't do that. Because if you do that, you'll be disconnected from your connection to quality learning, which is the learning which is really understanding Torah. So what do you do? But the Rambam, let's split your learning day into two parts. Two thirds should be set on Chochmah, working through the information and knowing what the Torah says for you. But never ever leave your day without a third that is spent contemplating, understanding, and working through an inyan properly. That's the first chiddush we see in the Rambam. Chochmah HaTorah and Bina HaTorah. You're in a way, says Rav Hutna, Chochmah HaTorah is almost a hechsher mitzvah for Bina HaTorah. The etachmas is Bina HaTorah, and a person is striving always to have more time to spend on Bina HaTorah, on really understanding things. But you first have to get Kol HaTorah Kula. You have to know what the Torah says. Otherwise, you'll say things that don't make sense. You'll be talking out of context. Mimela, you've got to have the first chelik on Limud HaTorah, than simple learning, picking up information. There's another chiddush in Rambam, though, isn't there? When we talk about the information of Torah, the Rambam split the information of Torah into two parts. Mikra, Torah Shebichtav, and Torah Shebaalpeh. Does this make sense in the Rambam? Splitting up Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh? Bishleimen, the other Rishonim, we learn that the vort is Kiddushas HaTorah, let's say. So it makes sense. He's saying there's three different types of learning. But the Rambam isn't talking about Kiddushas HaTorah. He's advising us, he's telling us the din of how to learn Torah. What's the best way to learn Torah? So one part is information, the other part is understanding. Why are you splitting the information into two parts? One said a gewaldige tetch. I think about this from Ramesh Shapiro. I said, Shatidati. Within the information chelik of Torah, there are two parts. When you learn a pasuk in Chumash, What are you left with? How much do you know about the halacha lemaisa? Gosh, quite well said. Gosh, you know that you have to put tefillin on your head. Look at the state of face. Wear on the head. Now, till you dash and till you learn Torah about that, you know very little. So what do you have? The roots, the essence of each concept. Torah Shebichtav is the source. You've got the roots, you've got the trunk of the tree. That's the beginning. That's the first stage. Then, through Torah Shebichtav, it develops into branches. What grows the fruit? Esek HaTorah, Gemara, understanding. That's when you can learn and understand the din. You can't bring a halacha from Torah Shebichtav. If you haven't studied an Indian, really understood it, then you compare something and you go to the rabbi and says, no, you thought it was Asa, really it's Mutti. You thought it was Mutti, really it's Asa. You say, why? I have such a similar case in Mishmurah. Now, there's a difference between the two. And he goes into the concept behind the din, and you suddenly see there's no comparison. You can't paskin without Gemara. The trunk of the tree is the Torah Shebichtav. The branches is the Torah Shebichtav, the growing the fruit is the Havana, Yisboinim, B'daitoi. The Fiyuk Taka, the Rambam says, if you reach the Shesh B'libo, you should daitoi. Is that clear? Shmack of Shatina. Rabbi Shal Salanta takes us further, Halacha Maisa, and I would like to work just on taking, on extracting a concept from all of this, from Rambam and Rabbi Shal together. If this is true, says Rabbi Shal, then we have to look at our situation today and ask ourselves, what is our Chumash? What is our Torah Shebaal Peh? And what is our Gemara? And you know what he says? These are his words. He says, for us, Chumash is Gemara. Talmud Bavli, Gemara Rashi Tosfos. For us, what the Rambam called Torah Shebaal Peh is actually learning Rishonim. And what the Rambam calls Gemara is what we call learning Achronim. Learning Achronim means learning an Achron properly, so you understand it. So Rabbi Shalom, I'll tell you why. When it comes to Torah Shebichtav, what are we looking for? The essential root from which I can then develop the branches. Today, can we dash in a pasuk on our own? If we open a pasuk, are we capable, the chalal, of working out what the drashas were, like the Amirayim and the Rishonim were? No, we can't. So for us, learning Chumash is the aleph base of Torah Shebichtav. We're not up to learning. When you learn Chumash, you're just learning the background for stage one. Stage one is knowing Shas. It's learning a sugya HaGemara. Today, Halacha L'maisa, when you finish with the Gemara, what do you know? I think you would say, you know nothing. No, the same as in the Gemara's time when you learn Chumash. All you have is a sugya from which things will develop. When does the sugya start developing? So you start developing when you move on and you learn the Rishonim, and suddenly it becomes clear. You see different shittas, you see different angles. The sugya starts developing, and then there's a stage three, which is working through the Achronim, or if you're an Achron yourself, thinking through the sugya yourself, working out the concepts that you can derive from the Torah Shebichtav, from the Rishonim that you just saw. Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara is what we would call Bekiyas, Gemara Shteisus, Rishonim, and Yun, three levels. I'm not so sure there's no yeshivas that don't do this. There are yeshivas that have three starim. One says that they learn Gemara Shteisus fast, another says that they learn Gemara Shteisus with Rishonim, and there's another says that they learn the Yun. Maybe it's based on the Shabbat, maybe it's not. But it opens a whole new vision of what the Isak of Torah is. Nikra, Mishnah, Gemara. That's an introduction to the Indian that I'd like to touch on today. Sunday morning. Thank you. This Rambam with Rabbi Shlomo, that to me represents a complete change in what Torah is really about. You know, there's a famous Vox from the Chaim Balozhina, and he talks about the fact that in Leibrisi, in the Valaylo, Chukas Shemaim, or in the Jumpy, if not for Limud HaTorah, the Rebbe Shem says, the world would not exist. So Chaim, it's Poshut, that if there was no one learning Torah in the whole world, the world would cease to exist. If there was no Isak HaTorah, that would be the end of the story. And maybe that's why, different countries, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Whatever the Pshat, but the vault is needed. Without Limud HaTorah, there'd be no world. The way this is often understood is that there's a special mitzvah called Limud HaTorah, and if nobody's doing that mitzvah, then the world will cease to exist. If you look in Reb Chaim, that's not what he says. Reb Chaim says the world can only exist so long as the world has Torah in it. And the moment people stop learning, there's no Torah in it. Now, does that make sense? That if people stop learning, there's no one doing the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But there is Torah in the world. So look at this Gemara in Kedusha, the Gemara talks about Yanei HaMelech, about a story, and he was offended by the Chachmei Yisrael, and some Rosh over there suggested that he should kill out all the Chachomim. So Yanei HaMelech said, if I kill out all the Chachomim, then Torah Matei Olel. So this Rosh, Eliezer ben Peira, answered him, and he said to him, Hare krucha umunachas bekeren zavis. Kalareitza lomoid, yavivin eilmoid. What do you mean, Torah matah eolel? What will happen to the Torah if I kill the Chachamim? Kill the Chachamim, you don't see the Aron HaKodesh. You don't see the Svarim shattered. So what's Reb Chaim V'Lozhin telling us? If nobody's learning Torah, there's no Torah in the world. There's Sifrei Torah, hundreds of Sifrei Torah there are. Thousands and thousands of Sifrei Kodesh. What do you mean there's no Torah in the world? So the Gemara, but is it sure? Is written, but is not written. And if I kill the Chachamim, there is no more Torah Shebal Peh. Where does Torah Shebal Peh exist? In the hearts and the minds of those who understand Torah Shebal Peh. That's where it is. It lies in their minds. In the Chumash, in the Sifrei Torah, in the Mishnayot, that as far as we're concerned is all Torah Shebitzav, because Torah Shebal Peh, the Rambam tells us, is just a chalik of the Nusach of Torah, but the real quality learning, the essence of Torah Shebal Peh, is when a person understands it himself. So at home, your appreciation for Chachmei HaTorah, they are the ones who, where the Torah is, that's where it is. They are the parchments upon which the Torah is written. The essence of Torah Shebal Peh lies in the minds of those who understand it. Maybe that's why the Gemara talks about Aliba the Mandoma. On the heart of that Mandoma. That's where it is. It's in his heart, it's in his mind. Aliba the Mandoma. If a person doesn't understand that, he's lost his whole appreciation of Torah Shebal Peh. And what that means, halacha l'maisa, is that what's relevant is not the accuracy of the words. It's how well is Torah understood. That is the quality of Torah. And the Mela, we can get back to Asara B'Tavis, and then think about that Halacha L'Maaseh. In Asara B'Tavis, what was happening was, the Greek lesson were translating Torah into their language. And the Maseches Sofrim says that couldn't be achieved fully. It wasn't a perfect translation. Whether it's because they had to change certain things to please Talmud HaMelech, or the Mashmosis and Maseches Sofrim, just essentially it can't be done. What happens then is, you have the text of Torah, it's wonderful. But it's a text that doesn't grant the reader a full understanding. Instead of learning it in Lashon HaKodesh, where he has the diyukim, where he has the nuances of what Torah Shebal Peh has, you're missing out the last stage of the Rambam, the Havona Satira. And without Havona Satira, there's a Choshech Ba'olam. Because the Or Torah is not in the Svarim Shatter, the Or Torah is not in reading Chumash, the Or Torah is not in reading and learning Gemara and Rishonim. The Or Torah is the fact that the Torah now speaks to a Yid and is Meiris Liboy. It speaks to him, it makes sense to him, he's begun to understand the Sugya. There's a feeling sometimes that Eon is good for those who are learning all day. If we hear this Rambam well, it's not true. A bad Eon is good for those who are learning all day, but it's also good for those who aren't. As much as one can, one takes one Inyan, maybe one Inyan a week, one Inyan a month, that one has a connection with, one learns, one understands with a depth, with a Havana Satera, because that's the Iker Chelik of Torah. All the rest is almost a Hechsha to get there. To take that, to focus, that's where we can fight the Shikha Satera brought by Talmud HaMelech, forcing it to be translated into Greek. If we take it, and we take our Torah from stage 1 through stage 2 into stage 3, into the Yovim, the Yisplinim, the Deity, then we've changed ourselves from being people who just know Torah to people who have developed a Kesha and a depth in Torah, Taker Zchus, Medez Zchus, or Mazeh Chuzayim Taker, but Asara B'Tehidah should be Nefach from Yom Tzim to Yom Tzim.